With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and 11 other governors from both parties are urging Congress to reauthorize funding for a popular children's health insurance program as soon as possible. The recommendation involving the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, came in a letter to congressional leaders today. Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich and Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper led the letter-writing effort. It was joined by Bullock, a Democrat, and the governors of Alaska, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Virginia. Fresh funding for the $14 billion CHIP program ran out October 1st. Since then, some states have relied on unspent funds. Others got a short-term reprieve in the two-week spending bill President Donald Trump signed Friday. The governor said funding the program, quote, without disruption, end quote, is something they can all agree on. Norovirus outbreaks are on the rise in Montana. Today, state health officials said that 8 outbreaks of the highly contagious intestinal virus have occurred in the last 6 weeks. Counties affected include Cascade, Fergus, Flathead, Gallatin, Marr, Missoula, Silverbow, and Yellowstone. Norovirus is the most common cause of gastrointestinitis in the U.S. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and stomach pain. It usually runs its course in 1 to 3 days, but can last longer and be more severe in young children, older people, or people who have other chronic health conditions. This year's outbreaks are similar to ones seen in the state in 2016. Health officials advise those who have symptoms to stay home and avoid contact with others. When you think of winter in Montana, you think lots of snow, not wildfires. But today, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the eastern part of the state. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports, there's never been a red flag warning for wildfires in eastern Montana this late in the year.
Tanya Franson is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Glasgow. She says the red flag warning program has been around for almost 2 decades.
And none of us have issued them this late in the year.
High winds, low humidity, and a lack of snow cover mean areas around the Fort Peck Reservoir are at risk for wildfires until 10 p.m. Tuesday. Franson says the strange weather is due to a resilient ridge of high pressure hovering over much of the American West.
This is why we're seeing all the massive fires that are occurring in the California area. They're getting the Santa Anas and they're getting those really extreme dry conditions. That warmth has extended all the way across the Northern Rockies and the Northern Plains.
And there's even a 3,000-acre fire burning in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Here in Montana, parts of the state are still under an extreme drought that's gripped the area since last spring.
Glasgow, Montana has only had 2.3 inches of snowfall this year, and areas just north of Atlanta has had a foot. So there is something up with the weather.
Montana's first ever climate assessment, released earlier this year, warned the state would see higher temperatures, more extreme wildfires, and decreasing snowpacks due to climate change. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Montana Department of Administration officials told lawmakers today that the state's experiment with state employee health clinics has saved nearly $7 million for office visits and lab fees since 2013. That estimate was in response to legislative auditors who earlier reported the clinics didn't provide adequate data to calculate any savings. State Health Plan Administrator Marilyn Bartlett said the data was available through another computer system, and when treatment codes were compared, the savings could be determined. The state has spent $26 million on employee clinics, which are run by a contractor. The state has employee clinics in Helena, Billings, Butte, Missoula, and a part-time clinic in Anaconda. Patients are not charged co-payments or deductibles. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. A company proposing a new wind farm near Martinsdale has agreed to sell electricity to Northwestern Energy after state regulators lower the price Northwestern would have to pay. Federal law requires utility companies like Northwestern to buy power from small renewable energy projects at the price it would cost the utility company to generate it or buy it from somewhere else. New Colony Wind estimated that Northwestern would have to spend about $43 per megawatt hour to produce the electricity generated by its wind farm. Northwestern estimated it would cost about $14 per megawatt hour. The communications director for the Montana Public Service Commission, Chris Puyer, says calculating that cost can be complicated, so it's not surprising that the two companies didn't come up with the same number.
The way that I think about that $43 figure is that's kind of New Colony's opening bid.
When the two companies couldn't agree, the Montana Public Service Commission set a price somewhere in the middle. Both companies accepted a price of just over $23 per megawatt hour. The New Colony Wind Farm would produce enough electricity to power 6,900 homes. One of the largest Montana ranches, owned by the late co-president of the Mars Candy Company, has been sold. Heal Holdings LLC purchased the 187-square-mile Diamond Cross Ranch on December 1st. The asking price for the ranch, located in Burney in southeastern Montana, was almost $65 million. The Diamond Cross Ranch was assembled by Mars Candy heir Forrest Mars Jr., who died in July 2016 in Sheridan, Wyoming at age 84. The ranch went on sale in March. National parks in the U.S. will sharply drop the number of days they allow visitors to get in for free. After waiving entrance fees for 16 days last year and 10 days this year, the National Park Service announced today that it will have 4 no-cost days next year. They will be Martin Luther King Day, the first day of National Park Week in April, National Public Lands Day in September, and Veterans Day. It comes after the Park Service said it was considering raising vehicle entry fees at 17 busy parks, mainly in the West, including Yellowstone, Glacier, and Yosemite. The proposal would raise the cost from $25 or $30 per week to $70. The agency estimates the increase would generate an additional $70 million to help address backlogged maintenance and infrastructure projects. Police officers in North Central Montana were investigating a suspicious 911 call when a suspect brandished a weapon, leading officers to shoot and kill him. Great Falls police officers shot the man at about 10:30 a.m. yesterday. Officials have not released his name or the type of weapon he had. The officers involved are in paid administrative leave while the case is investigated. No officers were injured. Sergeant Jim Wells tells the Great Falls Tribune that officers wanted to talk with the suspect about a 911 call made just before 9:30 a.m. An earlier call also appeared to be related. Yesterday's was the third officer-involved shooting in Great Falls this year. Police shot and killed a 25-year-old burglary suspect on September 11th. Another man was shot and injured in April while holding a knife to a woman's neck. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.